Right now, I want to look at Tom Fornelli. We've talked about him on the show before, a writer for CBS College Football, and he does a power rankings for quarterbacks around college football. And so this week, he does have Shedeur Sanders at one, Jackson Dart at two, Jalen Milroe at three, four, Dylan Gabriel, five, Lenora Sellers of South Carolina, six, Will Howard of Ohio State, seven, Curtis Rook of Indiana, eight is Sam Leavitt of Arizona State, Clade Klubnik, Clemson, and Sawyer Robinson of the Baylor Bears.
The old Baylor Bears.
I just assumed everyone knew the other quarterbacks where they were from. Shedeur Sanders, Colorado.
Before we get to Shedeur, the Clade Klubnik, he's like kind of rebranding himself that he's a very good player. Not very, but he's a good player. And the play he made to win that game the other day.
Season.
Well, it saved their season, but you're watching the game and you're like, oh, okay, he's going to scramble. Oh! Oh, no! Because he like ran like through like what was going to be like an ankle tackle, it felt like. And he kind of did a little high step just to get through it.
Yeah.
And he just kept going, and it was like, I don't know, it's kind of like watching a glacier pass through the ocean, because you're like, wait, He's moving faster than you think.
I also want to point out real quick that in Fornelli's list, it's not a draft board, and he doesn't rank any QB the week after a loss or if they are injured.
Yeah, so. I'm glad you said that. Is there anything that would hold him out of putting Cam Ward on this list? I mean, is there an injury? They're not coming off a loss. Right.
I don't know. Carson Beck's not on the list either. He just had. I thought he had a game that put him that would move him up, because to me this list is fluid.
Yeah,
it is fluid. Yeah,
and you know, Shador's the top because he's been balling out, and Colorado has won what, like six straight or something
and
like that.
That was his point, because people were mad that he was never on the list before, but he's like, they were losing before.
Yeah.
Like, you don't rank him after a loss. Now they're winning, and he's making a surge up. His ranks and other people's conversations of quarterbacks with the way he's been playing.
And I think that Shedeur is really getting close to being a lock for the number one pick. I mean, I think it's Shedeur has been consistent in a year of extremely inconsistent quarterback play in college football. Like, we had all these conversations about Carson Beck and Jalen Milroe and Garrett Nussmeier and you know, outside of the SEC, and some of the other guys that we're talking about, obviously, on this list. Extreme inconsistency out of that entire group. And so when you look at Shedeur, he's been consistent. He's been the guy that's delivered. And he actually – I know that he was good last year, but I think – and I don't think this is all the new offensive line he's got, but he's made massive strides, in my opinion, in just getting the ball out even more efficiently. So – I love what he's done. I do have questions, obviously, about the list. And I'm not going to go at Tom Fornelli about it, because he obviously has a very unique list. I like unique lists that are not just reactionary to whatever you saw 3 days ago. And so, but I do wonder why you don't see Cam Ward on the list. I do love the fact that Lenore Sellers is starting to get a lot more love. So, quick thing on Lenore Sellers. They played LSU earlier in the year. He went off early in the game. He gets injured. He leaves the game. LSU comes back and wins. Right, he's injured, I think, the following week. He ends up coming back to play Bama in what I guess is like their fourth or fifth game. And I was like, we are making this kid look like he is all world. Like, please shut this guy down. And I couldn't figure it out at the time. And then I watched the next game and the next game, and I was like, oh, this kid's actually pretty good. Well, like, I'm sitting there knocking him. He's actually very good.
He's good. Rocket Sanders is a good player. He wasn't great at times against Mizzou, but he was stood up when it was the biggest. I mean, Sellers has done a good job too of finding guys that aren't always active in the offense. I can't remember the kid's name, and I apologize, but he caught the big touchdown in the game, one of the big touchdowns in the game against Mizzou, and he had like four catches in the last like 3 weeks or something, or 4 weeks, and he had like four or five against Mizzou, I think. Give Shane Beamer credit that he's gotten done a good job of finding the right guys and allowing them to grow in what they're doing. And Sellers is a perfect example of that.
And I want to go back to Shedeur, too. I think him being at one, he had never even been in this conversation when you look at how they ended last season. So Fornelli factored in the last season. They were 4-8, right? So it's hard to have a conversation about them. This year, they're 8-2. And, you know, it's changed. So you're right. He has been consistent in a season. He's the big reason behind the record right now.
If we're going to give credit, too, to Shane Beamer about Lenore Sellers, we have to give a massive amount of credit to Deion and his staff for what he's been able to do. Think about it. That Colorado, it's very possible they have 1 and 2 in the draft, and that is solely based on the fact that Deion Sanders and his staff are there and what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, they recruited him at Jackson. Well, one's his son, but they recruited him at Jackson State, and those guys believed in them enough to say, I will pick up and go with you. And Travis Hunter believed even more in that because he decommitted from Florida State and went there.
And then also just going back to giving credit to the staff, like Mike was saying, they run their practices almost like an NFL practice. So he's preparing his guys for the next level. But, you know, I feel like that has a lot to do with maybe some of the structure in which they run their practices. Yeah,
we did not do NFL practices at Bama.
I know that
there's so many NFL guys on that staff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, and I know our play-by-play guy, Rich Walsh, was talking about that, pointing it out too at practice.
I know we got to mention Tech playing tonight but the only question I have for Shador Sanders when he goes pro, because I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, is, and it's the same thing I had for Caleb Williams, is how is he, because he's been in a system or an offense where they're up front. Protection is lacked at times.
Sure.
So he has become accustomed to moving and scrambling, and sometimes you have to slow that clock down and say, I got to stay in the pocket and allow things to build and not bail too quickly. I think Caleb Williams has done it at times to a detriment to himself where he should have left, but he's trying. I hope Shador doesn't have to go through that. I hope he can kind of adjust quicker. Because I think that does make your transition easier.
And that's why I give Deion a pass a lot of times when people say, you know, when he says he'll be guarded about where Shador goes, I think a lot of people look at that as a negative. I'm fine with it because Lord knows, dude, you do not want him to go to the wrong system and all of a sudden your coordinator, much like Caleb Williams, is fired 8 games into the year and your career now all of a sudden is in great flux. So I think they're right to be a little bit concerned.